This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 22nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The world of opportunity was all about opportunity yesterday, as Small Exchange CEO Donnie Roberts and Get Real's Ed Haravan spoke to a virtual audience at the MarketsWiki Education online event. We have also shared the videos from CBOE's Ed Tilley, NFA's Robin Wood, and OCC's Andre Buckles with the registrants and with you. Thank you to Donnie and Ed, Robin, and Andre for taking part in this year's program. We will have additional videos to share in coming weeks. Tomorrow, JLN says goodbye to editor Tom Thompson, who has accepted a full-time position as chief compliance officer of a startup exchange in New York. Tom joined us over 3 years ago and has made a substantial impact on the organization through his enterprising writing and his unparalleled snark. When I hired Tom, it was with the stated objective to raise his profile, give him an opportunity to do some interesting work here, and for someone to hire him away. The plan worked, though it took a little longer than expected. Congratulations to Tom on his great work at JLN and on his new job, which will take him to New York. We celebrated Tom's tenure with a staff gathering last Friday for drinks. I told Tom he made an impact with his work, especially on his courthouse reporting, his contributions to Crypto Markets Wiki, and his work on Markets Wiki as well. Just take a look at the Markets Wiki page on the price of oil going negative as an example. I told him his work on the Jitesh Thakkar case focused my attention on the injustice of the prosecution and encouraged me to step out with the petition campaign and continued pressure on the CFTC to drop the case. He made an impact on me, on Jitesh's case in life, and on our industry. All in all, his work here was a success. We will miss him, but Pan Exchange's Julie Lerner will undoubtedly miss him the most for his great work analyzing the Pan Exchange's monthly hemp report. Good luck, Tom, and God bless you and your future endeavors. Don't forget to register for IDX on September 27th and 28th in London at the Park Plaza Westminster Bridge, which I hope is a hotel and not a bridge. BSO today announced that it has upgraded its main routes between Shanghai and key financial hubs in London, Hong Kong, and Tokyo. The upgrade delivers the fastest connectivity to Shanghai equities and futures markets of any provider and bolsters BSO's position as a reputed market leader in low latency connectivity, BSO said. The rats are back. The New York Times reported that on Wednesday, the National Labor Relations Board ruled that unions can position large synthetic props like rats, often used to communicate displeasure over employment practices, near a worksite, even when the targeted company is not directly involved in a labor dispute. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants. The CBOE Options Institute will host a 75-minute webinar on Wednesday, July 28th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss 35 years of options index performance with Stacy Gilbert, Portfolio Manager, Glenmead Investment Management, John Cherry, Global Head of Options at Northern Trust Securities, Mike Oyster, Chief Investment Officer at Option Solutions, and Gaurav Sinha, Managing Director at S&P Dow Jones Indices. Planned topics include strategies for enhanced risk-adjusted returns and generating monthly income with option strategies. More details are available in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. FOW Asia returns the 8th and 9th of September 2021 in a virtual format. Topics include moving past the pandemic, trading and investing while keeping risk in check, China access, progress of two-way capital market opening up, commodities and inflation hedge amid decarbonization, ESG integration, adapting to the Asian market, equity and derivatives for APAC investors, and digital assets, blockchain, and marketplace. What's next in play? Complementary places are available to banks, brokers, funds, asset management firms, prop traders, and CTAs. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The video, Ed Tilley, Opportunities at CBOE Global Markets, Markets Wiki Education, World of Opportunity. CBOE Global Markets Executive Chairman and CEO Ed Tilley sat down with John Lothian News over Zoom for the Markets Wiki Education, World of Opportunity series to discuss current opportunities at the CBOE as the exchange operator continues to expand globally. He also talked about how CBOE is responding to increased retail investor demand. He noted opportunities are still available on the trading floor, and he mused about what he would be doing if he were starting his career today. The second video is Robin Wood from Greenwood Project and University of Illinois to NFA, World of Opportunity. Robin Wood found the Greenwood Project via group chat while a student at the University of Illinois, and that connection led to an internship and full-time position with the National Futures Association. Wood was interviewed by NFA communications specialist Joseph McCarthy in the offices of John Lothian News for the Markets Wiki Education World of Opportunity video series. She talks about the Greenwood Project and her experiences at the NFA, including joining the futures regulator during a pandemic. The next video is Andre Buckles, Working From Home, Markets Wiki Education, World of Opportunity. Andre Buckles is an executive director of talent recruitment at the OCC. He spoke to John Lothian News for the Markets Wiki Education, World of Opportunity video series about the work from home environment and how to make it work. He offered insights as an engaged worker in remote working world. He spoke about six different ways to be engaged in a virtual environment. You can watch all these videos on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from LCH. LCH appoints Rohit Verma as head of Asia Pacific. Responsible for LCH's operations and growth in Asia Pacific, brings 20 years experience in derivatives markets to the role. LCH, a leading global clearinghouse, today announced that it has appointed Rohit Verma as head of Asia Pacific, effective the 26th of July 2021. Based in Singapore, Rohit will report to Isabel Girolami, CEO of LCH Limited. Rohit will be responsible for LCH's business in Asia Pacific, including the clearinghouse's operations in Singapore, Sydney, and Tokyo. He will also be responsible for the sales in the region and will sit on LCH's sales leadership team. Rohit's appointment follows Kate Birchall's move to London earlier this year to assume the role of head of sales, LCH. My comment, if you are head of Asia Pacific, that is a big job. Good luck to Mr. Verma. Here's a press release from FIA Tech. FIA Tech extends platform to U.S. listed options. Atlantis Brokerage Service launches support for U.S. listed options. FIA Tech, the leading technology provider to the exchange-traded derivatives industry, today announced that it has added U.S.-listed options support to its Atlantis service and gone live with brokerage processing for two major banks. The functionality was developed with the assistance of the OCC, the Options Clearing Corporation, and is now available for all existing and future FIA Tech customers. My comment, listed options are hot and FIA Tech is on the job. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Gold traders chat bragged about how easy it is to manipulate prices. Chat log introduced as evidence by prosecutors at the Chicago spoofing trial of two former precious metals traders for Bank of America Corp's Merrill Lynch unit showed one of them, Edward Basis, bragging about how easy it is to manipulate prices. That's my comment. This was reported because a regulator was bragging to a reporter how easy it was to find market manipulations on chat rooms. Here's a story from Vox. Companies that make people return to the office will lose employees. Many offices will open back up in September. Most companies are asking that employees return on a hybrid basis, meaning they come back into the office at least some of the time. But what exactly that will look like is uncertain. What is certain is that more people will work from home than ever before, and this shift has the potential to disrupt everything from physical office space to the way people feel about work. And as U.S. companies face a hiring crisis, companies that don't offer remote work can find themselves at a significant disadvantage when it comes to recruiting talent. My comment. The breaking down of borders creates more jobs, which is why Brexit was such a bad idea. With work from home, you can work for anyone in the world. Here's the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's NatWest chairman says London office life will never return. Second was a cafe is opening in the middle of LaSalle Street in the Loop, and you can grab lunch there Tuesdays from Block Club Chicago. Third was the ICE press release, S&P Global Platts and ICE issue joint paper and open market consultations on the evolution of the Brent complex. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.